The headlines and our hearts have been lurching from one tragic scene to another across this vast land for weeks now. From property loss and environmental disaster caused by fires in Tasmania to more ecological calamity in parts of the Murray-Darling River system this week, and of course South Australia's Royal Commission report on that river system, and now scenes of dramatic floods and evacuations in Townsville struggling under a deluge there. And today, the Bureau of Meteorology says Australia just sweltered through its hottest January since records began more than a century ago. Amelia Turzon reports.
It's been pelting down for days in Townsville, with torrential rain from a monsoon trough causing flash flooding and landslides in the North Queensland city. Today, police are evacuating almost 100 homes threatened by rising water at a nearby dam, with the state's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, describing the situation as incredibly rare.
This concentration of this monsoonal trough that is sitting now over Townsville does mean that there is not just a 1 in 20 year event, a 1 in 100 year event.
Some parts of Townsville have already recorded more than a metre of rain in the past 3 days alone. One resident, Julian McAdams, has now had his house inundated twice in 1 week, but he's staying positive.
We're safe. Our pets are safe. We lost a lot of poultry, but A, it's not over yet, so we can't break down. And B, possessions are possessions. It's more about if people and animals are safe.
Dean, another resident in the city's suburb of Hermit Park, says he has never seen rain like this.
Around about 6 o'clock this morning, we had water starting to run into the shed where the cars are parked. So you can imagine we're wading around our knees, up to our knees in water. I think sandbagging at this stage would be like throwing sandbags in the bottom of a pool.
It's a very different story in Tasmania, where rain is desperately needed to help extinguish bushfires, some burning since Christmas. The fires have now burned through more than 180,000 hectares, a region the size of Sydney. January was Tasmania's hottest and driest on record, and the state's fire controller, Jeff Harper, says conditions aren't looking good for February either.
We've got challenging days ahead. February's historically our worst month of the year for fires. And at the moment, there is no significant rain reported or predicted for February.
More than 500 firefighters are on deck in the state today to battle the situation. And while warnings across Tasmania have now all been downgraded, authorities are worried the situation will worsen again this weekend.
So we do urge people to keep vigilant.
Debbie Burns, who was evacuated from her home in the Huon Valley, says she won't go back until she's sure it's safe.
Not at this point. I'm going to stay here until at least Sunday, see what happens, and just take advice from the fire brigade.
The Bureau of Meteorology's senior climatologist, Agatia Mielska, says temperature records right across Australia were broken in January.
Australia has recorded the warmest January on record for maximum, minimum and mean temperatures. And in fact, it's been the warmest of any months of record on record for Australia.
Ongoing drought in regional Queensland and New South Wales are exposing the vulnerability of river systems, including the Lower Darling River at Benindi, where fish have died.
We had 4 consecutive days of 47 degrees recorded at Menindi.
In central Australia, which also saw extreme temperatures last month, brumbies have died due to heat in Santa Teresa. And there may be no reprieve, with the Weather Bureau saying the heat is set to last until April.
Amelia Turzon reporting.